A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while, and when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. Hearing the word. What is this word that seems to be so important for us? The word of the kingdom seems to be another expression. We sometimes hear about the word of God. So it must be pretty important, this word. Well, we know that words are important. If we hear or say the wrong word, we can get into trouble. Words partly define us. My friend from Leeds in England insists that he is not an Englishman, he's a Yorkshireman. Some people used to say, my word is my bond, a measure of the power of the word, in days when it was considered unnecessary to take an oath or sign a legal document. My friend Teresa some years ago set up a Catholic group for young single people between 18 and 30 years old. They used to call the group just Young Singles, but they've changed the name to Soul. I'm not sure how you spell it, but I think it's a great name for that group. Their aim goes far beyond just socializing. They run a Theology on Tap program at a city bar each Sunday night. They have a prison visiting mission and many other great activities. Soul. Great name. It's clear that a word has far more than just a combination of letters and sounds. It has meaning. Sometimes it even gives meaning. It says who we are. In the Inuit language, there are many, many words relating to snow. In French and German, there are two words meaning you, one for general use, one for close relationships, and changing from one to the other has real significance. The meaning behind words is not always comfortable. A sad feature of modern English is the number of mostly insulting words for a girl or a woman. One interesting field for study is how gangs so often choose names that use words with Christian or moral denotations. The Black Disciples, Hell's Angels, Vice Lords, Notorious. So words draw meaning from deep within us, within our spirit and our culture. And in the Gospel, what is this word that some people hear without understanding? In the first reading for today from Exodus, we read the Ten Commandments. And the passage begins, "And then God spoke all these words." And all the words all state the kinds of behavior that distinguish the people of God from other people. This is what you shall do. This is what you shall not do. Behavior, the bottom line for the people of God. However they defined their relationship with God, these people knew what could and could not be done. The bottom line. Of course, if you make this kind of behavior your guide, it will lead you to goodness and to loving relationships with God and with other people. But rules and regulations can become rigid and heartless, or they become interpreted and modified over time until they become meaningless. Jesus generally doesn't deal with bottom lines, and he doesn't deal with rules. In fact, he broke a lot of the rules existing in his time. So in the gospel, this word he speaks of, what word? It's interesting to note the words that go beside it. Twice the gospel writer refers to understanding. He talks of being sown in the heart, and he mentions roots and being choked. So clearly this word is something living, not something cast in stone. This word is sown and brings forth life out of the lifeless. It has roots that give it strength and nourishment. It needs to be tended, unless the life is diminished by external things. It's not about rules of behavior, but about understanding. It's about heart. It is something deep and loving. That's the kind of word I think I need as a focus for my life. Maybe that's why Teresa's group of young singles changed their name to Soul. How do you spell that word?